Renee, good to see you here as part of this three-way tournament, Central Coast, Central North, and also, of course, Newcastle Hunter. Good to see it's coming to the back end of it and people have quite a bit survived it. But tell us the numbers that have turned up here today, because certainly it was hard to find a park.
Oh, it's a massive day today. We've got 25 teams and up to about 700 players, which is fantastic. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to do this three-way trial with COVID and everything, and it's just really good to see everyone back on the park again.
Should find a name for it in some shape or form after one of their fantastic players, maybe Adam Ashley Cooper or Paddy Ryan or whatever, and fight for a trophy. But it seems to the nature of it is just to get games into the kids, and I think that's a big thing that stood out, is that the continuity and the quality of the games have been very, very good for those, one, who may not have played too much because of COVID in the last two or three years, but also just not been able to get together as well, you know, because of distance.
Yeah, that's right, and it's a very good tool for the coaches getting their rep program started, where it's their first hit out as a team together, and it's three country zones that are each doing the same thing, so they can move things about a bit, and you know, they normally bring a squad along here too, so they can pick their final team after that.
You're quite happy with the way things are going with not only the boys but also the girls when it comes to Central North Rugby?
Yeah, we are. We've got a pretty good program there with which we work well with our DO. Like Paddy Bowen has come in there with the development officer role this year, and he's working really well with our coaches. He's going to each team, each coaching session, and actually developing our coaches and looking at what they're doing, and it's offering a much higher standard of the program too. So girls area, I'd like to do a bit more there. You know, there's plenty of room for growth there, and that's just something we'll work on.
And more female coaches that are really important as well. But what about New South Wales Rugby? We've got, you know, 600-700 kids here. We've got no players. And I know the Classic Wallabies and the Wallaroos are just trying to get started again. But again, it's something we need to see in the game, don't we? More players?
Yeah, more players out and about would be ideal. You know, that they inspire the younger players and everything. But, you know, they're in the middle of their season right now too. So it is hard to do to get them to come out to everything. But, you know, something that I suppose we can all work on.
Central North point of view, of course, we've got the young tackers between 6 and 12. And
yeah, a little bit of a change to the program this year. We've gone back to rotating everyone again. So Scone will be the next gala day. And we'll just rotate everyone back around. We'll finish in Armidale again. But Walker kicked off today and with some good numbers up there as well.
And what about the North West Regional? You're quite happy with the numbers in that, or some of the clubs at the senior level have got to get connected with the juniors?
Yeah, there's definitely some room to work on there with getting a little bit better connection with the seniors, with the juniors, particularly in the 18 space, because, you know, those 18s are looking to play senior grade next year, and if we don't have that connection, they've got nowhere to go. But numbers are a little bit down everywhere across sport, everywhere this year, but we're pretty happy with the number of teams we've got, and we kicked off on Friday night, and, reports are good all around.
And, of course, we look forward to our country championships here on the country board, so looking forward to a big experience there at Bathurst, as well as the City versus Country comes back. But the farm, how's things there at the park? Loosen experience there just outside of Scone.
Oh, look, it's pretty wet this year. It's been a bit tough going trying to get any farming done, but, you know, everything's going well there. We've got plenty of work happening ready for next season.
And finally, what do you want to see out of the game here? More players come up, or more development officers? Because certainly the Positive Rugby Foundation is starting to deliver some extras there. That certainly, you know, more opportunities to get into the schools as well would be something nice.
Yeah, and to be honest, there's a lot of work happening in the background, a lot of programs starting to come out, but I think we're in a little bit of a rebuilding phase again from COVID. Everything sort of stopped for 2 years, and we've just got to rebuild and get everything back happening again and start to roll these programs out.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. Of course, Renee is the president of Central North Junior Rugby. Of course, they've got another experience on the 22nd of May is there off to Coonabarra, but number one and number three field. If you want to check out a business, just go through the website there as well, parkloosen.com.au, and follow the young cookers at their Facebook page, Central North Joint Junior Rugby Union. And finally, of course, who's been looking after you when it comes to sponsors this year?
Well, ARTC, we don't do anything without them. They're a major sponsor yet again this year, and, you know, the program we're rolling out for our rep players is due to ARTC supporting us, and we've got Purse House Rural in there, ACMIA, Gavin Family again. We've been able to offer so much more with even our club programs and our competitions because of their sponsorship, and we're so grateful for it, and, you know, hopefully they're getting something out of it as well.
Thanks for your time, Renee.